Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Jordy Sunyer joining us from TV3. Jordy, I'm going to volley some quick questions to you. I want to get through a bunch here real quick in the next eight minutes or so. So let's fire away here. I want to start off. First of all, I just want to start off with Lionel Messi, the 700th goal. Obviously, this is secondary now to the performance of Barcelona. How's that being taken in Barcelona right now?
Secondary for the performance of Barcelona and of Leo Messi also, because it was a penalty kick. After the coronavirus outbreak, the only goal that Messi has scored in open play was in Mallorca, and it was the 0-4. It was the last goal of the game. It was not a decisive goal on the game. So you see Messi playing, he tries, but he's also struggling with the rest of the team. The thing is, Barca is finding a lot of difficulties when they arrive to the opponent's area. It seems that they are not able to find that last pass or that shot position which they were able to find with more easily in days past. And you see that in Messi. Messi can't do everything now. Even if we thought of let's say a more midfielder Messi, as he's 33, he's getting older. He goes down to the middle of the pitch to take the ball and try to drive Barcelona's attack. But he's not finding his best. And okay, it's a figure that's extraordinary. There are few players in the history of football that have scored 700 goals. We have to talk about Gerd Müller, Cristiano Ronaldo, Pele. Pepe Bitzan, the great Austrian striker of the
Puskas.
Puskas. Yeah, but we had to speak about Messi, about his 700th goal, but there are serious concerns about Messi's performance these days that have really overshadowed this figure.
Jordy Sunyer, TV3. Conrad De La Fuente is an American kid. He is at Barcelona. He's been promoted to the B team. Give us your thoughts on him.
Good player with a good capacity of breaking through the flanks. He's a quick player, good technique. He was near leaving Barcelona last January, but finally they have managed. Barcelona has managed to keep him a very useful player. I think if Barcelona B team can get promoted to the second division, which is the first professional division in Spain, playoffs are going to be played on 18th and 25th of this month of July, and it would be very good for him to get a full season on the second division and learning his trade in a professional division. That can give him options for being considered for the first team, because he's really a good player. He's born in Miami, but he's he has been living in Barcelona for several years. So he has been he has grown in football in Barcelona. Good possibilities. He's such a good player. I have seen him playing for the youth team. Can be a good asset for Barcelona.
We're talking to Jordy Sunyer, TV3, in Barcelona, Spain. Do you feel La Liga has lost some of its commercial appeal without the foil to Lionel Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo at Real Madrid? Curious.
Maybe. The thing is, La Liga has got great players. It's true that La Liga marketing was focused in past years in this fight between Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo. But you have Luis Suarez, you have in Real Madrid, Eden Hazard, you have Karim Benzema. I love Karim Benzema. It's not everybody understands Karim Benzema, but it's such an extraordinary striker. He plays like a striker in the modern game should play. He's not your classical number nine. He's the most complete striker you can find right now. He's a world-class player. You have Antoine Griezmann. You have a good Atletico Madrid squad also with João Félix, the Portuguese, with Diego Costa. You have very good players. It's not easy to get out of this fight Messi, Cristiano Ronaldo, because in Spain, you may find it's not like in England. A football fan from, let's say, Granada can be a Granada fan, but he always be also fan of either Barcelona or Real Madrid. So in Spain, you are either you have sympathy for one or for the other, and that's not easy to erase from fans' minds. But I think La Liga's appeal worldwide, even without Cristiano Ronaldo, maybe lost a little bit. But with all the great players they have, the appeal, I think it's nearly the same that they had when Messi and Cristiano were playing together in La Liga.
Jordi Sunyer, TV3. All right, as we continue on a little bit with Real Madrid, when Zidane inherited the team, that's kind of what everybody said, you know. Oh, he's just inheriting a great team, and he's been very successful. They've gotten the results. He didn't have to do much, yada, yada, yada. But now this team without Cristiano Ronaldo, I think Zinedine Zidane has proven to us he is a pretty good manager. He's also dealt with Jaime Rodriguez not being able to get into the starting lineup. Your thoughts on Zinedine Zidane and what he's done at Real Madrid?
Kudos to Zinedine Zidane, because when he arrived at Real Madrid for the second time, one of the most extended commentaries or most widespread, commentaries on Zinedine Zidane was, it's not good. Second parts are not always good. He will return, but his best days are already past. He won everything he won. Okay, there were great times for Real Madrid. He won't make it. It's very difficult. It's a difficult dressing room. He has proved his such a great manager. Real Madrid has had a tradition of managers who know how to act in the dressing room. As I said before, these are dressing rooms with Champions League winners, world champions, for example, like Sergio Ramos, which is the captain for Real Madrid, players with a lot of power. So you need someone who knows that and who knows how to cope with all these players. And Barca has struggled to find these men, and Real Madrid has found these men first in Zinedine Zidane, like they did with Vicente del Bosque, which was also the Spanish national coach in the early noughties. The thing was, Vicente del Bosque was not fashionable. You know him. He's such a humble man who was not a star for Real Madrid, who was even mocked by the press. They gave him the nickname of Mr. Potato. because of that mustache and so on.
But you got the Spanish press, you aren't nice sometimes.
It's a very partisan press. You have the two Barcelona newspapers, Sport and El Mundo Deportivo. There is a third one in Catalan language, which is called Esportiu, which is more balanced. But Sport and El Mundo Deportivo in Barcelona are hugely in favor of Barcelona. And then you have the two newspapers in Madrid, Marca and AS, which are hugely in favor of Real Madrid. That happens in Latin countries, in Spain, in Italy, in Greece. The sports newspapers are partisan. So it's not that easy. But as I said, Del Bosque did very well. He was not fashionable. Maybe Zinedine Zidane is more fashionable. Their football knowledge is the same between Del Bosque and Zidane, I mean. But Zidane won the Champions League for Real Madrid. He's younger. he's more marketable, let's say. But they really found the right man in coping with all these stars in the Real Madrid dressing room.
Jordi, as always, we thank you so much for coming on the program. Thanks for giving it to us straight from Barcelona. Your knowledge is limitless, and we look forward to having you on the show again.
It has a limit, but it's a pleasure to share everything we try to know here in Barcelona with you and with all your listeners. Such a pleasure.
Thank you, Jordi.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why My Lowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.